settling into the posture of sitting, cross-legged or kneeling. Could be in a chair or in any supported posture that allows you to relax. Rest into the bones of the skeleton. And sit in a way that the spine, the central column of the body, is invited to be at ease, sitting tall. Softening the belly. Allowing the shoulders to fall open, broad. And the chin and jaw to relax and drop back and down, opening a space at the base of the skull. And letting the eyes rest either down at a spot on the floor, or gently closed, or half closed. Hands resting wherever is comfortable. It can be helpful to allow the sense of the body and its posture to be the beginning of the meditation. As if we're feeling the posture, adjusting toward ease and balance, wakefulness. And then allowing the gentle settling, the shaking down of restlessness, busyness from the day. And as I relax into the posture and find some stability, very often the breath will naturally deepen. A fuller breath might come. And I can follow that into a string of fuller breath. Each in-breath drawing in new life, new brightness into the body. Each exhale, letting go of the day further, letting go of activity, letting go of the past. Can be helpful to anchor the attention with the breath or the posture of the body as a way to develop the feeling of steadiness and continuity. But whether you focus strongly on the breath or you just rest in a kind of enjoyment of stillness, the quality we're going for is steady, continuous presence. Thoughts might come and go, feelings come and go. All the rhythms of the body, breath, and physiology, movement come and go. Continuous, relaxed presence. The mind will wander, or strong thoughts will appear. When you notice them, awareness can just bow to them in a way. understand thoughts just as thoughts. And then rest back into contact with the breath and body. We'll sit together in silence. Allowing the deep peace of the evening to hold us. To carry us forward another few moments in this life.